The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Martin Wall is with me now, the public policy correspondent with the Irish Times, to talk about Angela Kearns. People will remember the former rehab CEO. She has submitted a 2.1 million euro bill for legal costs as a result of an action she took against the houses of the Oireachtas. Martin, can you bring us right back into the mists of time and tell us where this all started?
Yeah, well, we have to, good evening, we have to go back maybe a dozen years at this point. We go back to 2013. We set the scene. It was the economy had crashed. The Troika were running the show in town. 100,000 people had lost their jobs. Hundreds of thousands more people had experienced pay cuts. And against that backdrop, around that time, the Irish Times published details of a confidential audit, which identified significant breaches of public pay policy in directly funded state bodies. Now, this is like hospitals, etc. And listeners may recall the issues in relation to the controversy around the central medial clinic, etc., etc. They were all where the issue was where there was essentially what became known as top-up payments were being made to executives on top of their standard pay rates. So that set kind of the hair running in relation to executive pay in other organisations. Now, Rehab was not one of those organisations. Rehab was not a directly a state body, which was called a Section 38 body, which were public servants. It was a charity that assisted people with disabilities, provided employment opportunities, except for people with disabilities. But it did receive significant levels of state funding, about 80 million euro a year in state funding. But it was not a public service body, like hospitals, etc., or health board, health authorities, etc. So, but the Doyle Public Accounts Committee, which began to take an interest, people began to raise questions in relation to the salary of the then chief executive of Rehab, Angela Kearns. And essentially, the Doyle Public Accounts Committee picked up that ball and ran with it. And in February 2014, they invited Ms. Kearns to appear before them. And she voluntarily went before them and to discuss their various issues. However, at that meeting, and it went on for several hours, I was at that meeting myself, and it went on for several hours, maybe 6-7 hours. And she was asked about her salary. She was asked about what she did for questioned intensely by various members of the committee. She didn't, there was supposed to be a second hearing. She didn't attend. The second hearing never went ahead. And essentially she claimed, she took legal action and claimed that the way she had been treated by the politicians on the committee had caused her stress, anxiety, hospitalization, and that there was an attempt to take her own life. So it was a very, very serious issue.
Okay.
That then moved it into the court setting. And it became a really significant test case in relation to constitutional law in Ireland in terms of the powers of politicians, because Article 15 of the Irish Constitution basically says clearly that utterances of politicians in the Oireachtas, that they're not answerable to courts in relation to it. And so that's a big, big hurdle to climb. However, when this ultimately went to the Supreme Court, a number of years ago, the Supreme Court said, well, that's not clear cut. There was no absolute barrier in relation to this, and proceedings could be brought in certain circumstances. And that the Public Accounts Committee had acted way outside its remit in how they had treated Ms. Kearns. It then went back a couple of times in relation to the courts, back in and out of the courts. And finally, in June of last year, June of 2024, the issue emerged in relation to damages. And now essentially it was a row over, over discovery of documents of what the Public Accounts Committee had been considering before they brought her in. But the Supreme Court basically found that to do that, to access, they had to look at the issue of whether she would be entitled to damages. And ultimately it found that the case couldn't proceed, because for it to proceed would have meant that the members of the Doyle would have been amenable to a court, to the Supreme Court. And that was not in keeping with Article 15 of the Constitution. So the case actually fell. So Ms. Kearns didn't get damages. However, the legal bills had been running for several years, going back to 2014.
Yeah.
So the issue now is that this morning at the Public Accounts Committee, the houses of the Oireachtas, a man called Peter Finnegan, who is the clerk of the Dáil and Secretary General, the top official in the Oireachtas, basically gave evidence. He was asked questions by independent TD Catherine Connolly, who obviously is separately is running for the presidency. And she was asked about the cost involved in the Angela Cairns case. And the figures were quite large, quite extraordinary. The committee was told that Ms. Cairns had submitted bills of €2.1 million to take account of solicitor's fees and barrister's fees for what is known as the first module, the first part of this of this whole court process that lasted the guts of a decade.
Well, there might be more.
Well, there will not be more litigation, but there will be more costs. Because now there's $2.1 million in relation to the $2.1 million in relation to the first set of proceedings that went to the Supreme Court, where the case was found that she could bring in narrow circumstances bring a case. In addition to that, obviously the Houses of the Oireachtas had their own legal bills, and those legal bills amounted to about €770,000. So between the two sides, we're already at close to €3 million in legal costs.
Yeah.
And there are more legal costs to come, because in relation to the final module, as it's called, that lead up to the Supreme Court ruling in 2024, those bills have yet to materialise. So what's happening at the moment is Ms. Cairns has submitted €2.1 million in legal bills. They are gone. They're going through a legal accountancy process. Yeah. Essentially, they're being validated. I imagine is probably the best way of saying it. And so the bill may be less, or maybe slightly less than that. But that's the actual amount of legal bills that have been submitted so far is €2.1 million. And then in addition to that, the state side, the Oireachtas side, I beg your pardon, they have run up a bill of about €700,000. And there's more to come.
Briefing senior counsels to appear before the Supreme Court isn't cheap either. So we'll have to keep a close eye on that detail when it emerges. But just before I let you go, Martin, to kind of go back to the start of it all, just very briefly. I mean, it does remind me a little bit of the atmosphere back then. It was redolent of periods during COVID when there was kind of blood in the water, that people were angry and people wanted to take their anger out on someone who they felt was in a position of authority. Was that a fair comparison?
Yeah, I think it's a fair comparison in terms of the people were angry. As I say, 100,000 people had lost their jobs. The construction industry was decimated. There, across the public service, there were two, if not three, sets of pay cuts. The same happened in private industry as well. And people were angry. And a focus at that time was on high earners.
Yeah.
And again, I stress the issue that sparked the investigation by the Public Accounts Committee was in the state sector. What was unauthorized payments in the state sector? Rehab was not in that sector, but it got caught up in the atmosphere that was there at the time.
Indeed, I'm sorry, and it's worth maybe clarifying this point. They are not a state body; they're a charity. They were in receipt of substantial state funding, but that state funding didn't come with conditions attached in terms of the remuneration of senior executives.
No, they were not in the sense in the direct state sector.
No.
Technically, as we call it, their rehab is known as a Section 39 organisation. It receives grant aid, essentially.
Yeah.
Section 38s are state bodies. The staff are public servants. They receive public service salaries, public service pensions, etc. Rehab is not one of those. But because it received substantial amounts of money, €80 million, close to €80 million a year from the state, it got caught up in the whole atmosphere around the whole issue of top level pay, and the issue of Angela Cairns' salary became an issue for politicians and journalists essentially to pursue. And as I say, rehab, although not directly involved, got swept up in this whole issue, and it was in part of the investigation into that whole issue is what led to the legal actions and very significant and very important court cases in relation to the powers of the Oireachtas against a citizen.
Yeah.
So that's how it all arose back, but again, ran for a decade or more.
Martin, listen, thanks a million for talking us through all that in great detail and reminding us that of so much that we had forgotten about. I certainly had. Martin Wall is the public policy correspondent with the Irish Times. Brian in Dublin says the PAC went outside of its remit. They filleted a private citizen. She's perfectly entitled to have sought legal redress, and politicians need to treat people fairly rather than as punchlines or punchbags for a soundbite. Brian, thank you for that.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.